Blog Talk Radio.
Your taxes for you
right? And take your money, steal your identity, okay? Steal from the government. So they're encouraging you guys to get your taxes done as soon as possible. And the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with that. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's show, okay? And right now, today's temperatures, we're about 46 degrees right now. We're looking at a high of 59 today, which isn't bad at all. A slight chance of rain with a low of 25 tonight. 25 degrees tonight. So if you're going to be out tonight, remember, take a heavy coat and a hat. Lots of people don't, most people don't wear hats. But when you think about it, you know, the hats are perfect for this type of weather because the hat, and you see people wearing hats in the summertime. Of course, that's to kind of shade the face, but I think hats are really for the wintertime. You know, if you know anything about the body, you lose all your heat from your head, right? You lose body heat from your head, so you need to keep that head covered so that you can keep some body heat. So you won't get sick, right? That's what the hat's for, body heat, so that you won't get sick, right? And it's going to be cold tonight at 25. And think about this, and I know I'm kind of rambling here. I got to get on with the show. But think about this. In your car, all right, in your car. And I used to run a limousine service. I had a couple of limousines that I used to run. And I figured this out, that in the summertime, you had the cool air conditioning blowing on your face. Okay, you had to sit it on cool. You had the air conditioning blowing on your face to cool you down, right? And then in the wintertime, when you wanted heat, you had the heat blowing out the floor to keep your legs warm and your feet warm, and that kept you warm in the car. So, you know, that's how that works, right? I don't know where I went with that, where I was going with that, but that's it, okay? Today's word of the day is, let's get to it. Today's word of the day is, Urticaria, U-R-T-I-C-A-R-I-A. I have no idea what this is, but it's a noun, and the meaning of it is hives. Wow, this is hives, H-I-V-E-S, hives, Urticaria is hives. That's new on me. And an example, or is it used in a sentence, is the first sign of the patient's allergic reaction to the medication was an outbreak of urticaria or an outbreak of hives. Wow, that's a good one. Okay, so again, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Today is Free Fall Friday, of course. So all lines are open for you guys to call into the show, and you can comment on the topic, or you can talk about whatever you want, okay? I know a little about a lot, and I know a lot about a little, okay? That's your host, all right? So I see a lot of people are joining the show right now, so welcome to the show, guys, and here we go. Free Fall Friday. today is people who marry for the wrong reasons usually get divorced. Okay? People who marry for the wrong reasons usually get divorced. And, you know, now, I'm not saying that everyone who married for the wrong reason get a divorce, because that's not true, okay? But most people that marry for the wrong reason end up getting a divorce, all right? The divorce rate is very high in the United States. The main reason for divorce is financial or money. That's the main reason for the divorce in the United States. All right? Now, some people marry for money. Some ladies or some men think that their friend or their companion has money, or their family has money, and they do everything in their power to get next to that person, get them to marry them, and think that they're going to live a lavish lifestyle from then on. But lots of times, and I've seen it in my own family, that didn't work. And it ended up in a nasty divorce. And the reason I say nasty is because the divorce turned out where they, you know, pretty much hate each other. And if you separate amicably, then, you know, you shouldn't hate each other once you break up. All right? There are people who divorce each other and still remain good friends. Okay? That's probably what would not happen with me, but, you know, that people do that, right? So people marry, that's a reason that people marry. That's a bad reason to get married, okay? And that's what we're going to discuss, some of the wrong reasons that lots of people get married and why their marriages end up in divorce. Think, you know, another reason is a baby. A young lady gets pregnant, and now she feels like she needs to be married, or he may feel like he needs to marry her because now he's, you know, he's giving her a baby. But a baby is not a reason to get married. I know that, you know, back in the old days, when someone got pregnant by a guy, hey, next thing you know, that young lady's, you know, father, hey, is at his door knocking on this guy's door with a shotgun in his hand saying, hey, you got my daughter pregnant, now you go marry her. Hey, okay, Pop. What time is the wedding going to be? I'll be there. You know, what can you say? All right, what can you say? And they call that a shotgun wedding. So, and that probably didn't last. All right, because a baby is a wrong reason to get married. The right reason, people may ask, Frank, what's the right reason to get married then? The right reason is that you love that person. You're in love with them. You can't live without them. There's more pros than cons, right? Meaning there's more good stuff than bad stuff. And because of the good stuff outweigh the bad stuff, then I don't care what the bad stuff is. But the good stuff Y'all with me? The good stuff. The good stuff is what you want. And, you know, and she feels the same way about you. So, hey, y'all got a good thing going, and, you know, y'all live with each other and understand each other's ways, each other's mannerisms, each other's personality, and you feel like this could be a very long-term relationship. So you decide to get married. Okay? And myself, I've written a few pages, and I'm thinking about writing a book, a small book, not a 200 page book or anything like that, but a small book where I explain the steps from dating to marriage. And what I think, okay, this is me. It's not, you know, written in stone, this is the way to do it or anything like that. But this is what I think are the steps to marriage, okay? Once you meet a female or once you meet a male, you think, you know, the first thing you see, and I tell people this all the time, the first thing you see is that person that looks like the person that you'd like to be with. Okay, you hadn't said a word to them or anything, but that person looks like the person that you want to be with, right? It is, you know, everyone has their preferences as far as what that person looks like that they want to be with, okay? Now, hey, you know, if you like an ugly woman with a nice body, then that's what you look for. If you like a beautiful woman with a beautiful body, that's what you look for. If you like a beautiful woman, but she doesn't have to have such a beautiful body, that's what you look for. Right? So, I'm sorry, guys, I got distracted right there. But that's what happens. I mean, I got distracted, guys. But that's what you look for in a woman or in a man. Okay? But divorce, and you need to live with a person for a while, I think at least a year or maybe even more. You need to live with that person. Once you date that person, then y'all need to figure out, hey, let's live together. Let's move in together. Then y'all move in together. Then you start to commingle funds, money. And you pay your bills and do all that stuff together. And then you start to understand what she's going to be like or what he's going to be like to live with. All right? He doesn't have stinky feet. She doesn't have stinky feet. You know, he come in from the gym and, you know, he throw his dirty underwear on the floor and leave him there and expect me to pick him up. He doesn't do that. I mean, those are the things that you look for during that time. It's almost like when you first get a job and you have to go through that period of maybe 6 months or even a year, maybe, before you actually, it's called the, I don't know what it's called. It's called the probation time, okay? Your probation time. So this is the probation time that you need before marriage, okay? so y'all can understand each other and understand each other's ways and all that, right? So once that happens, once you get good with that, then, hey, one day you can go ahead and go to the diamond store or whatever and find your ring for your girl. Okay? But a lot of people don't do that. They don't go through that probation period. Okay? They meet a girl, they start dating, they never live together. Hey, all of a sudden they want to get married. They feel good about this situation. They want to get married. Now, I'm not saying all of these don't work out, but usually 8 out of 10 of them don't survive. 8 out of 10 marriages that don't go through the probation period don't survive. And I'm not saying that all people that go through the probation period survive, but they have a higher chance. The percentages are much higher for them than there are people who just jump right into marriage. You jump into marriage, then you don't like that person as far as living together. Now you're ready to get a divorce. And that's just not smart, I say. I have a better word for it, but that's just not smart. You know, and you drive people to the point where and it makes sense to go through the probation period, just like at work. It makes sense to go through that probation period. They have to find out if you're a good fit for that job. So you have to find out if she or he is a good fit for you to marry. You go through that probation period. And you go through that, and you figure it out, and y'all get married. But if you don't go through that period, and you get a divorce, it's just a lot of headache that you're going through, having to split this up, split that up. You take that, I'll take this. And if you wouldn't have gotten married too soon for the wrong reason, then you wouldn't have had to go through a divorce. Hey, y'all could just pack your things up. I'll pack my things up. We'll go about our separate ways. That's it. Okay? No hard feelings. Still be friends. Maybe not. Okay? So, you know, that's what I'm saying about people getting married for the wrong reason. They don't love each other. You know, you marry this girl because she's a good-looking girl and, you know, she's got a good-looking face, a good head on her shoulder. She's got a great body. She's great in bed. I mean, what else do you need? Right? But when you turn around, she's got an ugly personality. She doesn't like your family. She doesn't like your brother. She doesn't like your sister. Her and your mom really clash, but you're going to marry her anyway. See, if my wife had met my mom and my mom said, no, that's not her, I wouldn't be married to her today. And you know, I'm not saying that my mom made that decision for me, but she was a great influence over that. Right? She was a big influence over that. I did a show back a while back, right around Thanksgiving, and I did a show called Is Thanksgiving the Time to introduce your girlfriend to the family. No, it's not. Thanksgiving is not a time to spring a girlfriend that no one has met on the whole family. Because your mom gonna snatch you to the side and say, boy, what's wrong with you bringing this girl over here? You know, she ugly, she fat, all this. That's what moms do, especially if they don't like them. Believe you me, they know right off the bat sometimes what she's all about. Okay? They got that intuition that some men don't have. That's different, right? So men, you know, you see a cute face and a nice body, you say, boy, you got a winner there. Moms, she might see a nice face, she might see a nice body, but that isn't all she sees. As soon as she talks to this girl, or she can sense something in this girl that's not right for you, not right for her son. Or, you know, when you turn it around and the dad can sense something in that guy that's not right for his daughter, not right for his girl, you know. And that's funny how it goes, because it swings all the way around, because, you know, dad can say, that's not the right guy for my girl. But mom see the guy and she say, oh, he's cute. He's fine. He got a nice body. You caught a winner. You know what I'm saying? He got money, driving a nice car. Sometimes it's a whole big circle. It's a big old circle that happens like that. See? And my fiance, when I had a fiance, her family didn't like me a whole lot, but I kind of grew on them. Anyway, hey, I got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. I won't be back until Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I got a tremendous topic for you guys on Monday morning. So tune in Monday morning right here on the Frank Williams Show. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Attend your Super Bowl parties and don't get out of hand. Take care, guys. No.